ஸ்ரீ கணேசாய நமஹ, ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வத்யை நமஹ, ஸ்ரீ சத்குருப்யோ நமஹ. சமஸ்த ஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் ப்ரஹ்மவித்வரம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம் ஆப்யாயந்து மமாங்கானி வாக் பாணிச்சத்ரு ஸ்ரோத்ரமதோ பலமிந்திரியாணி ச சர்வாணி சர்வம் ப்ரஹ்ம மாஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகுர்யாம் மாமா ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகரோத் அநிராகரணமஸ்து அநிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து. ததாத்மனி நிரதேய உபநிஷத்ஸு தர்மாஹ தே மயி சந்து தே மயி சந்து. ஓம் சாந்தே சாந்தே சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸோ தாலகா த டீச்சர் ஃபாதர் ஃபாதர் டீச்சர் டீச்சர்ஸ் ஹிஸ் சன் ஸ்வேதகேது தட் நோயிங் ஒன் எவ்ரிதிங் ஈஸ் ஆஸ் வெல் நோன். ஸோ நோயிங் மூல காரணம் தட் ஈஸ் பிரம்மன் அல்டிமேட்லி திஸ் இஸ் த பர்பஸ். நோயிங் தட் மூல காரணம் தட் இஸ் பிரம்மன் யூ வில் கம் டு நோ எவ்ரிதிங் தட் ஈஸ் காரியம். காரியம் தி இஃபெக்ட்ஸ், ஆல் தி இஃபெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் நத்திங் பட் தி காரணம், மூல காரணம். ஸோ நோயிங் பிரம்மன் யூ கம் டு நோ எவ்ரிதிங். This is the purpose of the whole teaching, in order to show that from that Moola Karanam, Brahman alone, the creation has come. He introduces three elements, that is the fire, water and annam. Instead of saying bhumi, earth, he says annam. The annam represent bhumi. This is where we stopped last time, that is second section. Now the third section. Tesham khalu esham bhutanam trini eva bijani bhavanti andajam ஜீவஜம் உத்பிஜம் இதி. ஃப்ரம் தீஸ் பூதாஸ், த்ரீ பூதாஸ், அவர் அக்னி, அப், அன்னம், த ஃபைனல் ப்ரொடக்ட் இஸ் மென்ஷன்ட் ஹியர். சி தர திரிவனிஷத் இட் இஸ் அ சவாயேஷம். சி அபியப்புருஷ அல ஆகாஷாத் வாயு, வாயோர் அக்னி, அக்னியராபா அபிய பிருத்திவி, பிருத்திவியா ஓஷதய, ஓஷதிபியோ அன்னம், அன்னாத் புருஷா, சவாயேஷ புருஷோ நரசமய. ஸோ தீஸ் ஸ்டெப்ஸ் ஆர் ஷோன் தேர் லிட்டில் மோர் டீட்டெயில், பட் ஹியர் தி ஸ்ருதி இஸ் நாட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் ஆல் தேட். ஸோ இட் ஸ்ட்ரெயிட் அவே கோ டு த ஃபைனல் ப்ராடக்ட். So amoeba, bacteria and all those not said here. So three types of jivas means shariams are created. Now actually there are four, but here again Chandogya Upanishad is special, it talks about only three. Andajam, all types of bodies born of egg. Jarayujam, womb. Jivajam, it is given here. So, Andajam, Jarayujam, Swedajam, Udbhijam, these are the four. But here, our Uddhalaka Rishi is showing only three. Jarayujam, womb born bodies, Manushya, Pashu, etc. Human being, animals and all, womb born. Third one is Swetajam, sweat born, moisture. All insects, microbes, bacteria are all born sweat. Fourth is Udbijam. So that which is born breaking the earth, all the vegetable kingdom, plant kingdom. Here the Upanishad omits Swetajam actually. Since it is omitted, add this into Andajam. It is said. Shankaracharya says you add it to Andajam. It's fine. Only three sources, Andajam, Jivajam, Udbhijam. Now, continuing. Seyam Devata.
Seyam Devata.
Aikshata. Hantaham. Imastisro Devata.
Imastisro Devata.
Anena Jivena.
Anena Jivena.
Atmana.
Atmana.
Anupravishya.
Anupravishya.
Nama Rupe.
Nama Rupe.
Vyakaravaniti.
Vyakaravaniti.
So that deity willed. Well, let me enter into these three deities through this living self, manifest name and form. Three sukshma bhutas have come. It contains the entire sukshma prapancha. Sukshma bhutas were fire, water, earth. And it contains the entire sukshma prapancha. Now the next job is from the Sukshma Bhutas, the Sukshma Prapancha has to come. Sukshma Bhuta, from Sukshma Bhuta, Sukshma means subtle elements. From the subtle elements, the Sukshma Prapancha first. So it is something like, you know, that Para, Madhyama, Pashyanti, Vaikari. These are the steps. Para means Paramatma. Thoughts are also like that. Thought is always in Paramatma. All the thoughts are in Paramatma. Because we don't know what we are going to think after half an hour. It is already there. But then as a whiff of thought comes, then what happened? You see, Pashyanti, you see, means you identify. This thought is good, this thought is bad. Then what happened? When you identify, you develop that. Called Madhyama. So, Para Pashyanti Madhyama. Then what happened? When it has developed into a form, then you want to express it. Vaikari. So, expression. The same way, creation also like that. First, everything is Paramatma. Then it comes in a subtle form. Then subtle prapancha, sukshma prapancha has to be brought out. Nama Rupa Vyakaranam. Here, Vyakarana means expansion, okay? It is not grammar. So, Nama Rupa Vyakaranam. Expansion of Nama Rupa. So, manifest to unmanifest, unmanifest to manifest is called Vyakaranam. Here. According to karma, each one is different. So, the manifestation also has to be according to karma theory only. There is an order. So, that order is determined by karma. Even though it is mithya, but there is still an order. That is determined by karma. As per Shastra, the Bhutas cannot manifest themselves without the Chetana Tattva. Otherwise, it will become Swabhava Vada. So, there is a Swabhava Vada. Like modern science, the whole creation has come from a cosmic soup. Proton, neutron, They moved about. From there came unicellular organism, evolution theory. The nature itself is the cause for evolution, according to them. But Shastra cannot accept that, because without the presence of Chetana Tattvam, no evolution is possible, no movement is possible. So if you say the atom joined together in a proportion, then made all the objects, we ask the question, how the atom can move? That movement of the atom is Chaitanyam. That they have to accept. So this is where the science is hitting a wall. So Prakriti being inert, insentient, no movement is possible. If Brahman has to bless these three bhutas, then what type of blessing it will be? So Brahma Chaitanyam forming its reflection. This is called the blessing, Chitabhasa Vyapti, which naturally happens, automatically happens through Sannidhya Matrena, the presence itself. So when you are in front of a mirror, your reflection is natural. It is not that you have to make an effort. The same way, these bhutas are present, then what happens? The reflection of consciousness is automatic. Sannidhya Matrena Chitabhasa Vyapti. This is figuratively called Brahman's Anupravesha. Entering. There is no entry. Physical entry is not there, because it is not that Griha Pravesham. Like, you know, after creating the house, you entered the house on a particular auspicious day with Vastu Puja and all that. No. Here it is, you cannot say after having created the house, the space entered. In fact, you created the house in space only. So this entry is upacharikam. The word is upacharikam. Another meaning also there, Praveshasuti. Shankaracharya gives very beautiful interpretation. That anupraveshas, Praveshasuti means that the Lord has entered in you, means the Lord is with you. Don't seek Lord elsewhere. Bhagavan is right here with you. That is what the Shruti wants to emphasize. Once the Chitabhasa pervades the Bhutas, they act like Chetanam, Chaitanyam, sentient, like our body. Now Brahman thinks, let me enter in the form of Pradibimba and become many. Hanta, well, aham, I, let me, imam, tisro devata, these three bhutas, in the form of Chidabhas, reflection. This Chidabhasa is essentially my nature. So, when Bhagavan has reflected in our, or here it is bhutas, okay, in bhutas, and that reflection created what sentiency in the bhutas. That sentient bhutas, they are subtle, they created subtle bodies. From subtle bodies came gross body. So therefore, the Chidabhasa is my real nature. That Brahman alone is you, the Chidabhasa, and therefore Tattvamasi. So this is the ultimate point. Once it is formed in the three bhutas, so for that he is going, you know, the Uddhalaka is going all around. Finally, he'll come back to that point. Then it becomes Hiranyagarbha, means Sukshma Prapancha. Previously, it was Sukshma Bhutas. Now it becomes Sukshma Prapancha. Previously, the Lord was associated with Karana Prapancha. Karana Prapancha is, Karanam is Maya. Means all the jivas in unmanifest form. That is called Karanam. That's why whenever we talk about Karana Shariram, it's always a problem. Karana Shariram. Karanam means this, cause. Cause is what? The unmanifest nature of our personality. Like the entire creation in the unmanifest form is inherent in Maya, the material cause. That is called Karana Prapancham. And Brahman associated with Maya is called Ishvara, means Karana Prapancham, Karana Purushaha. Now, identifying with Sushma Prapancha, he becomes Hiranyagarbha. So, you're not confused, right? Karana means cause. So, Brahman identifying with Karanam, cause. Cause is what? Maya. It's called Ishvara. Then Brahman identifying with subtle bodies, Sushma Sharira. They're called Hiranyagarbha. And this Hiranyagarbha alone become the world of gross name and form. That is Virat. So these are there. What is that? Ramayana also, Tulsidasji gave this. Brahman is Rama. Then Brahman identify with Maya is Ishvara, Bharata. Then Brahman identify with Sukshma Shariras, Hiranyagarbha is Shatrughna. Actually, Tulsidasji doesn't give Lakshmana the third one. Actually, it should be third one is Lakshmana. But Tulsidasji gives Shatrughna is the third one. Then the fourth one is Lakshmana Virat Swarupa. So that is why Shatrughna is given the name Shatrughna. The one who conquered Shatru. Who is the Shatru? Our ego. See, when you identify with small little thing, ego gets solidified. When the ego expands and identifies with the larger area, the ego's elasticity increases. Then finally it embraces the entire creation, no ego. That is what is. Hiranyagarbha cannot have ego at all. That's why olden time, you know, we have joint families. The head of the family has no ego. He's thinking about everybody. No selfishness at all. The same way our Pitamaha, Brahmaji also, there is no ego at all because he is identified with Sukshma Sharira total. Very beautifully given in Ramayana. That's Tulsidasji is marvelous. Now, third one, let us see. Tasam Trivrtam. Trivrtam Ekaikam. Karavaniti. Seyam Devate Mas Tisro Devata. Tisro Devata. Anenaiva. Jivena. Atmana Anupravishya Nama Rupe Vyakarot. Of these, let me make each one threefold. Now here is called, the generally it is Panchikaranam because five elements. Here it is three elements. So Trivrtkaranam we can say. So, this chart is there in our book. So, this Panchikaranam and Trivrtkaranam, they're all same. So, it's a willing though. Of these, let me make each one threefold. Willing thus, this deity entered into these three deities through the living self and manifested as name and form. So, having entered the three elements, subtle elements, then what happened? Intermixing has taken place. That intermixing is what? First it divides into two, half-half, 50-50. Then the second stage is that one, the first 50 it retains. The other 50 it divides into two. Then the third stage is what? the first 50% is retained and it adds from other elements. That divided portion, half portion was divided to two, so each one portion is added. So finally, the fourth stage is what? The fire means with water and earth. Then water means with fire and earth. The earth means with fire and water. So it is not a pure element, it is a mixture of the three. So this is the point here also. Now then there are 1, 2, 3, 4 mantras are there. How it is intermixed, we can go through that fast because you all know this. Yadagne rohitam rupam.
Yadagne rohitam rupam.
Tejasastat rupam. Yachuklam. Tadapam. Yat krishnam. Tadannasya. Apagadagne ragnitvam. Vacharambanam vikaro namadheyam. Trini rupani. Itteva satyam. Now in fire the red color. Yadagne rohitam rupam tejas tat rupam. That is the main thing. In fire the red color is the color of fire. So wherever you see red color, it is of the color of the fire. That which is white belongs to water. Eshuklam tadabam yat krishnam tadannasya. So this black color is belonging to earth. Annam here is earth. Thus vanishes the quality of fire from fire. For all modification is but name based upon word. So this fire means what? It is not pure red. So it is mixed with white and black. That is the point. So it is not pure red. So fire means it is mixed with water and earth. Then, yad adityasya rohitam rupam. Tejastad rupam. Yat shuklam. Tadapam. Yat krishnam. Tadannasya apagadadityadi adityatvam vacharambanam vikaro namadheyam trini rupani itteva satyam. Adityasya. Now three examples are given. Aditya, Chandrama, Vidyut. So having given the first mantra is that whatever color that you see red is from fire. Then the color white is from water. Then color black is from earth. So having said that, three examples are given. So, what is that? In Aditya, the sun, if you see the red color, Adityatvam, the qualities of the sun. So, okay. Adityasya rohitam rupam, that what you see, red color, it is fire. Yashuklam, so this white color that you see in sun. Don't look at me. Where is white color? There is white color. Now, here is another surprising thing. See, Shastra or Shastra is so beautiful. You say, in Aditya, there is a black spot. So, it is given here. It's Krishnam. So, now, related scientists have discovered that. I was very happy to read that in one of the some magazine I read that. So, it is given here. So in Aditya there is a black spot, it seems. And our scientist today discovered this is already set here. Now if you say we have, it is already set in Chandogya, people won't believe. That is, you are trying to, you know, because the scientists have discovered, therefore you are telling. You say, no, it is already set here. So this black spot in Surya is from Earth. So what this teacher is trying to prove, that everything in this world, whatever object that you see, is a mixture of these three. Red, white and black. So same thing here. Yat chandramaso rohitam rupam. Tejasastad rupam yat shuklam. Tadapam yat krishnam. Tadanyasya annasya. Apaga chandra chandratvam. Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam. Trini rupani ityeva satyam. Same thing. It chandramaso rohitam rupam. The red color that you see in Chandra, it is from Tejas, fire. And that rupam yat shuklam tadabam, the white, is from water. Yat krishnam, that is easy to understand, because Chandra, there is some black spot is there. So that is from earth. So all these are a mixture of, so whether it is sun or moon, all of them are a mixture of these three elements. And what is that? This form and this name and form is Vacharampadam Vikaro Namatheyam. What is the truth? Truth is the material cause. What is the material cause here? The elements, three elements. So that alone is the truth. Yet Vidyudo Rohitam Rupam.
Yet Vidyudo Rohitam Rupam.
Tejasastad Rupam.
Tejasastad Rupam.
Yat Shuklam.
Tadapam
Yat Krishnam.
Tadanyasya.
Apagat Vidyudeo.
Vidyutvam.
Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam. Trini Rupani Ityeva Satyam. So vidyutvam, the quality of lightning, is all come from the three. Our fire, water, earth. So the red color that you see in the lightning, nobody can see that. It is so fast. But they say that white color and the black color, all these things are there. So all of them are the mixture of these three elements. Now continuing. Etatthasmavai.
Etatthasmavai.
Tat vidvamsa ahuhu.
Tat vidvamsa ahuhu.
Purve mahashala.
Purve mahashala.
Mahashrutriya.
Mahashrutriya.
Nanodya kaschana. Ashrutam amatam avijnatam.
Ashrutam amatam avijnatam.
Udaharishyatiti.
Udaharishyatiti.
Hebhyo vitanchakruhu.
Hebhyo vitanchakruhu.
Now the wise man conclude. Mahashalaha mean great grahasthas. So, Mahashala means people who had great kitchen, that is what. So, they used to cook food and serve others, feed others. So, those great people who are great charitable-minded people, Mahashalaha, they were great people. Mahashrutriyaha, they were well-versed in Shastra also. Ahuhu said, Adya, at present, Naha, to us, our family, Kaschana, anyone, Ashrutam அமதம் அவிஜ்ஞாதம். அஸ்ருதம் மீன்ஸ் அன்ஹர்ட், அமதம் மீன்ஸ் அன்தாட், அவிஜ்ஞாதம் அன்னோன். ந தெர் இஸ் நத்திங் தட் உதாகரிஷ்யதி புட் பாயிண்ட் அவுட். ஸோ இட் இஸ் செட் தட் திஸ் பீப்புள் ஏதத்தஸ்மவை தத்துவாம்ச. இட் வாஸ் இண்டீட் நோயிங் திஸ் the ancient great householders and great Vedic scholars said there is at present nothing that anyone would point out to us as unheard, unthought or unknown, for from these they understood everything. That means once you know these three elements are the combination of all the objects in this world, once you come to know this, then there is nothing called ashrutam amatam. Everything is heard, everything is thought of, everything is understood. Even if a new thing is discovered, they are also under tri rupani eva. If there is a new dish, that also three come under this three. That is a point. Yadu rohitamiva abhut iti tejasaha தத் ரூபமிதி தத் விதாஞ்சக்ருஹு யத் சுக்லம் இவ அபூதித்யபாம் ரூபமிதி. சுக்லம் இவ அபூதித்யபாம் ரூபமிதி தத் விதாஞ்சக்ருஹு யது கிருஷ்ணமிவ அபூதித்யன்னஸ்ய ரூபமிதி தத் விதாஞ்சக்ருஹு. நவ் ப்ரீவியஸ்லி த டீச்சர் டுக் த எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஆஃப் அக்னி, சூர்யா, சந்திரா அண்ட் வித்யுத், வேர் தீஸ் த்ரீ கலர்ஸ் ஆர் டிஸ்டிங்க்லி விசிபிள். யூ கேன் எக்ஸ்டெண்ட் திஸ் டு அதர் திங்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. If it is closer to red, it is Agni. Closer to white, it is to be considered that it is the color of water. And so too, if it is closer to black, understand it is the color of earth. Even if it is not clear, but it is clear that they are all made up of three elements. So it is a general statement. Now, seventh one. Avijñātam இவ அபூத் இதி ஏதாசாம் ஏவ தேவதானாம் சமாஸ இதி தத்விதாம் சக்ருஹு யதா கலு நு சோம்ய அஸ்திஸ்ரோ தேவதா புருஷம் பிராப்ய த்ருவிருதேகைகா பவதி தன்மே விஜானீஹீதி. ஃப்ரம் கிளியர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் த டீச்சர் கேம் டு வேக் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ். நவ் ஹி கம் டு த லாஸ்ட் வெரைட்டி. இட் இஸ் நாட் ஈவன் வேக் பட் not even distinguishable. The color cannot be distinguishable. Suppose let us say there is an object where you can't make out the color, then what to do? Even those also you can guess that they are of these three colors only. I mean three elements, that's the point. Even though I am not able to see the colors, yet avijñātam iva abhut iti ஏதாசாம் ஏவ தேவதானாம் த்ரீ டைட்டிஸ் அக்னி ஜலம் பிருத்வி சமாசா காம்பினேஷன் அலோன் தஸ் தி வைஸ் மேன் கன்க்ளூடட் ஆர் அசர்டேன் தத் வித்வான் சக்ருஹு. ஸோ டு வித் ரெஃபரன்ஸ் டு ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆல்சோ, ஹவு தீஸ் த்ரீ தத்துவம் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஃபுட் என்டர் த ஹியூமன் பீயிங், ஐ வில் டெல் யூ இன் தி நெக்ஸ்ட் சாப்டர். அன்னம் அசிதம் த்ரேதா விதீயதே தஸ்ய யஹ ஸ்தவிஷ்டஹ தாதுஸ்தத் புரீஷம் பவதி யோ மத்யமஸ்தன்மாம்சம் ய அநிஷ்டஹ தத் மனஹ. So the food that we are eating, what happens to the food is what is given here. We consider food is not important, but here Shastra gives very much importance to food. Annam, food means here Prithvi Tattva. It has three amsham. The food that you are eating, that's got three amsham, three portions, three parts. The grossest, stavishtaha. Second part is madhyama. The third part is anishtaha, subtlest. The grossest part caters to the taste, tongue. And it becomes fecal matter, purisham, waste matter. But the gross aspect of the food satisfies only the tongue. Madhyama bhaga stands for all nutrient to the body. Contribute to the physical strength. So, dhatuhu stavishtaha, yaha stavishtaha, dhatustat purisham bhavati, yaha madhyama tan maamsam. So, the physical strength and whatever that is, the nutrition value, nutritive value. This food has got this particular vitamin, that vitamin, protein is there, vitamin C is there, phosphorus is there. So this kind of analysis is the scientist and the nutrition, they do it. So they say that they are talking about madhyama bhaga only. So that's why they say what is good for the tongue may not be good for your health. Some of them may not be good to the taste, but they say it is good for the health. All that they say. Anishta bhaga. The third part is what is neglected, forgotten. Subtle portion, this aspect of food is talked only in the scriptures. Doctors talk about only the middle portion of the food, that is nutrient. Anishta bhaga contribute to the sukshma sharira, means our thought patterns, mean mind. The subtle part of the food goes into the makeup of your mind. The mind is also matter, okay? The words one uses all influenced by the subtlest portion of the food. That's why not only what you eat, but how you made the food, that is also very important. You see, while cooking, your thought is there, you know, cursing the family, cursing the whole khandan. I don't know why I dare to come here and cook food and all that, you know, back in home, there are so many servants to do that, I have to do everything. Cursing the whole family and your life, you start cooking and that food you give it to the children and family. What happened? Their mind changes naturally. And instead of behaving properly, they will all turn against you because you have given that thought. So how you cook, with what attitude you cook, is all very important. That's why those days, they used to put on some beautiful, you know, like Vishnu Sahasrama, Lada Sahasrama and all that. They listen to it and cook. They take a bath. So cooking is always considered very sacred. kitchen also kept very clean and secret. They always keep a picture or photo or a lamp there lighted. And then they is thinking about Bhagwan only. Having taken bath only, they start cooking. This is not that, you know, coming from the bed, you know, with that, night gown, and then without brushing teeth, start making coffee, and then with that coffee only, they brush their teeth. Bed coffee, you know. No, see, this is very secret here. Anishta Bhaga contribute to the Sukshma Sharira, means our thought pattern, the words one uses, all influenced by the subtlest portion of the food. Now, the Upanishads say, that's why those days there was no restaurant eating. Because restaurant, who is cooking there, we have no control. You know, we have a temple there, this in Bridgewater, there is Venkateshwara temple. All Ayyas, Ayyangas and all come with patta and all those kind of things, and then go there, go in and come down. What? Restaurant. There is a cafeteria there. In cafeteria, what they order? Dosha. And who is cooking that? A Mexican who has not taken bath for 2 days. That is okay. All Orthodox is gone there. Until then, all Orthodox is there. You should not touch me that and all that. But once you go there, gone. And that person, what kind of mind is he cooked that food? We don't know. And that's what we are eating. Annam ashitam treda vithiyate. The eaten food divided into 3 parts by the Vaishwanara Agni, the digesting fire in the stomach. Now, like a postman, the Jadaragni divides the food and distributes. This goes to Stula Shariram and this goes to Sukshma Shariram, etc. To tasya annasya sthavishto dhatuhu tat purisham bhavati yaha madhyama tat mamsam bhavati yaha anishtaha tat manaha bhavati. So the gross portion become purisham and the madhyama bhaga become flesh, means here the total health of the body. And yaha anishtaha tat manaha, the subtle portion goes into the makeup of mind. Contribute to the growth of mind. Continuing. Apaha. Pitastretha.
Pitastretha.
Vidhiyante.
Vidhiyante.
Tasam yasthavishtaha.
Tasam yasthavishtaha.
Dadustan mutram bhavati.
Dadustan mutram bhavati.
Yo madhyamaha,
yo madhyamaha,
tat lohitam,
tat lohitam,
yaha anishtaha,
yaha anishtaha,
sapranaha,
sapranaha.
So here the teacher is going reverse order, okay? See, the elements is what? Agni, apaha, prithvi, right? Now here he started with prithvi first, that means annam. Now he is going to, what is that? The water. Up. So, food when you take, what happens? It is told there. Now when you drink water, what happens? The water that is drunk is divided into 3 portions again. The grossest portion become waste, purisham, urine, etc. Perspiration, urine, etc. Then middle portion of that water become blood. So, for blood, we need to drink water. And the subtlest portion that contribute to, contributed by prana, by water is prana. It also affects the physiological function. So, prana, that's why later on here a portion comes, a demonstration comes, that Uddalaka was asked to fast 30 days. But he was allowed to drink water. Why? Because if you don't drink water, prana will not be there. That's why. To keep the prana going, water is to be used. Then Uddhalaka was asked, after 30 days of fasting, he came back and asked, Father said, now repeat all mantras that you learned from Rigveda, Yajurveda. The boy said, I can't remember my name. Forget about mantra. So then he said, see, annam is very important for the mind. So apaha pita stretha vidiyante. So water also divides into three: urine, blood, prana. Then tejaha ashitam stretha vidiyate tasya yaha thavishtaha dadustadasti bhavati yo madhyamaha samajja yaha anishtaha savak. The fire that is consumed, now nobody consume fire, okay? But fire means here, Bhagavan Shankaracharya says, it is ghritam taila ghridati. So oil and ghee. Because this where fire is predominant, because fire, you know, this oil you can light a lamp, etc. Ghee also you can light lamp. So fire is predominant there. Therefore, the one who drinks or take oil or which is there in all our food. Stavishto dadhu become bone, asti. So the grossest portion become asti, bone. Middle portion become marrow, majja. And the subtle portion become vak, speech. Ayurve ghridam. Now that is why the Veda Pathis, you know, Veda Adhyayis, they say that they were asked to take a lot of ghee. So only then that speech, you know, chanting mantras will become good. So ghee is for the vak. If you want to be a great orator and all that, take a lot of ghee. So that is because the third fire aspect, the first portion goes to fire aspect means the ghee, oil, etc. is important. Don't neglect ghee. You know, nowadays a lot of theory comes, you know, finally they come back also. First it was all very bad for cholesterol and all that. Now they come back, now ghee is good. Same thing happened to coconut oil also. They rejected coconut oil like anything. Now they are coming back, it is the best. Now all the models and the film actors and actresses and all that, they are taking every day 2 spoons of coconut oil every day for their skin, it seems. That much popularity has come now. Coconut water has become popular now. It is good for your kidney, etc. There are so many theories now. How long it will last, we don't know. Some other guy will write something and then they will say, this internet is this very dangerous thing, you know. Everything they write, you get confused. So these three elements alone has contributed to manaha, pranaha, vak. Now, the following mantra, Upanishad, summarizes the essence of the section. Annamayam hi somyaha.
Annamayam hi somyaha.
Mana apo mayaha.
Mana apo mayaha.
Pranastejo mayi.
Pranastejo mayi.
Vagiti bhuya eva.
Vagiti bhuya eva.
Ma bhagavan, bhagavan vijnapayat dviti.
Ma bhagavan vijnapayat dviti.
ததா சோம்மேதி ஹோவாச. Now, just as these three bhutas are contributing to sthula prapancha, the same way these three bhutas contribute to the individual also. Mana annamayam. Because food alone contribute to the mind. Means the subtle aspect of food alone contribute to the nature of mind. Annasya vikaram manaha. Similarly, the modification of anna is mind. Similarly, apomayaha pranaha. Water has contributed to prana. The subtlest portion of water goes into the makeup of prana. So therefore, drinking lot of water is good for prana, prana shakti. Vak is called tejo vikaraha. Subtle portion of this ghee and oil contribute to vak. Now, two important things here. Mind, prana and vak are bhuta vikaras. They are in their nature jada. Bhuta means elements. Because there is a big question, it is a matter of conscious principle. Mind is a matter or conscious principle. Mind and matter means there is a doubt. Mind, they consider it as conscious principle, and matter is separate from mind. But matter means mind also. Now, how are they? Chetanam. Mind has morrowed consciousness, and therefore it gains sentiency. This is a bit the difference between science and Vedanta. Chitabhasa. Mind has borrowed chaitanyam from consciousness, Paramatma. Mind reflect consciousness. Therefore, it gains sentiency. Otherwise, mind is jatam, vastu, matter. That is why you are able to knock your mind off. Anesthesia and all that's possible because it's a matter. If it is consciousness, you cannot anesthetize. Because to anesthetize consciousness, you have to have subtler than consciousness. We have not developed anything subtler than consciousness. Now, based on the influence of the food in the sukshma sharira, the Yoga Shastra divides the food into sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. So, the division of these categories of food, sattva, rajas, tamas, is not from the physical body standpoint, but from the subtle aspect of the mind. Like mind, prana and vak. That is why there are contradictions on what the doctors say good food and what the scriptures say good food. Every time this is a question. A well-known example is onion and garlic. So all the magazines glorifies these two. How beneficial to your blood pressure, heart. But the scriptures criticize about these two. Because it is due to the difference in the viewpoint. Medical science is looking at the physical health. Whereas Shastra talks about the influence in the mind. It increases rajoguna and tamoguna. Therefore, it is said to avoid. So, the ideal food is the one that caters to all the three, mind, prana, vak. So, further, our concentration on the food that gives good mental health alone should be given importance. That is why sattvic ahara. Freshly food, cooked food. Well, those days they didn't have a refrigerator, right? That's why. Even in refrigerator also, frozen food, you think about it. The frozen seeds, they will not sprout. Then another one we discovered is microwave. Both are bad, they say. It takes out the, what you call, essence of the food, it seems, microwave. Having this, hearing this, Svetaketu ask now, O Father, please teach me once again. Because I have not understood what you said. So it is not us. Those days also, they were representative of us, were there. He answers, I will teach you once again. Teacher was always patient. I hear it. Sixth one. Datnaha Somya.
Datnaha Somya.
Madhyamanasya.
Madhyamanasya.
Yonima.
Sa urdhvaha
samudishati
tasarpir
bhavati. Now, he says, how one and the same food is divided into three is given here. Dear boy, hey Saumya, because the student has to be encouraged. Because since he asked a question, I didn't understand, you know, he feel bad. So, teacher is consoling him, saying that, hey, Saumya, dear boy. The curd that is being churned. So, when you churn the curd, churning curd. That also in India, it is early morning time only they do it. Because cool. Then slowly, slowly as you churn, what happened? The subtlest part rises upward. And that becomes clarified butter, that is sarpi. That's sarpi bhavati. Subtlest portion by churning comes up. The digestive process is compared here for churning. Melted ghee, ajyam, gridam, solid ghee, sarpi, for both. So, ajyam, gridam. Melted ghee is called ajyam. Gridam is solid ghee. But sarpi is used for both, actually. So, we have, in Sanskritam, we have separate word for everything. Now continuing. Evameva khalu.
Evameva khalu.
Somya.
Somya.
Annasya ashyamanasya.
Annasya ashyamanasya.
Yaha anima.
Yaha anima.
Sa urdhvaha samudishati.
Sa urdhvaha samudishati.
Tanmano bhavati.
Tanmano bhavati.
O dear one, in the same way, only the subtle portion of the annam that eaten rises up. So the example is given how when the what is that?
Curd
is the buttermilk is butter. The milk is boiled and then cooled and then the buttermilk is churned, right? So when you churn that, how the subtle portion come up in the form of butter. The same way here, when you have eaten the food, the digestion part is called churning. The dharagni digests the food in the stomach. And the subtle, in the process of that subtle, the subtle portion of that part of the food comes up like the butter. That becomes the mind. That is the point here. Urdhva samadhi shadi. and that becomes the mind. Mind is the butter of the food. Apam somya.
Apam somya.
Piyamananam.
Piyamananam.
Yonima.
Yonima.
Sa urdhvaha.
Sa urdhvaha.
Samudishati.
Samudishati.
Sa prano bhavati.
Sa prano bhavati.
Now, dear boy, the water that is drunk, that which is subtlest part rises upward, and that becomes prana. Tejasaha somya.
Tejasaha somya.
Ashyamanasya.
Ashyamanasya.
Yonima.
Yonima.
Sa urdhvaha samudishati.
Sa urdhvaha samudishati.
Sa vagbhavati. Dear boy, the fire that is eaten, fire here means ajyam and tailam. Tailam ajyam, that is eaten, that which is a subtlest part rises upward and that becomes speech. That which is the subtlest part rises up and becomes cholesterol and all like that. Here it is speech. Our Shastra says it is speech. Then continuing, annamayam hi somya,
annamayam hi somya,
mana apo mayaha,
mana apo mayaha,
pranas tejo mayi,
pranas tejo mayi,
vagiti,
vagiti,
bhuya eva,
bhuya eva,
sa bhagavan vijnapayatviti,
tatha
somyeti hovacha. Hence, dear boy, mind is made up of food, prana made up of water, and speech is made up of fire. Now, again, our Shweta Ketu says, Bhuya eva sa bhagavan vijnapayatviti. So he says, please explain, oh revered sir, please explain it to me again. He says, okay. Teacher is not tired. Here, Svetaketu is still not sure how the food becomes the mind. That is his problem. How can the food become the mind? And has the question again to explain. Now, here comes the practical demonstration, as I was telling you. Okay, we'll enter into it. We'll see tomorrow. So here there are some practical demonstration. Seventh one section. Shodasha kalaha somya purushaha.
Shodasha kalaha somya purushaha.
Panjadasha hani.
Panjadasha hani.
Masihi.
Masihi.
Kama mapaha.
Kama mapaha.
Pipapo mayaha.
Pipapo mayaha.
Prano na pipato.
Prano na pipato.
Vichetsyata iti.
Vichetsyata iti.
Now, again the topic is the same. Okay. But it is the adhyatma prapancha consisting of sthula sukshma karana sharira. Made up of tejo up anna. So tejo up anna means fire, water, earth. Adi bhautika prapancha is bhutatre karyam. Adhyatmika prapancha is also bhutatre karyam. Adi bhautikam, adhyatmikam. So adi bhautika prapancham outside. Adhyatmika means ourself, one's own self. Now here a personal experiment is given. So annam contribute to mind, jalam contribute to prana, tejas contribute to vak. So this boy was asked, not 1 month actually, 15 days you should not eat. I said 1 month, that's wrong. 15 days you should not eat solid food. But give you a concession, what? You can drink water. Because if he doesn't drink water, his prana will not sustain. When he doesn't consume annam, his manasakti become weaker. So this is where Swetakeshu has doubt, how annam become mind? For that only this demonstration. Then after 15 days, no, those days the people were sincere, you know. It's not like a local fast and all that, you know. Fast unto death karke, 1 month, 2 months chalte rehte. But what is that? Nothing. These people are eating, Aran said. Then, but here, Swetakesu was sincere, so there afterwards he asked him to repeat Yajur Sama. The student could not remember anything. Afterwards, he asked him to eat, then he comes and repeats all Vedas. This method is called Anvaya Vedireka logic. Means when one is, the other is. When one is not, the other is not. So, annaha sattve smriti sattvam, annaha abhave smriti abhava. When anna is there, you remember. When it is not there, you don't remember. So, annam eva smritehe bhavaha. So, annaya vedreka is used to know karya karana bhavaha. Mrit sattve gada bhavaha, mrit asattve gada abhavaha. So, clay is there, pot is there. Clay is not there, pot is not there. Like allergy, you know, if there is, if this is there, I get sneezing. If you remove that, sneezing disappears. You know, isn't it? Some people get allergic to cat. Yes, the moment cat is there, start sneezing. The annatattvam become manaha. Manatattvam, this manashakti alone get later converted into other powers. Karya, karana sankhada samarthyam. The power in the physical and subtle body, this shakti Upanishad divides into shodasha kala. In Prashna Upanishad, 16 kalas, the whole universe is divided into 16 kalas there. Here it is Manashakti, 16 expressions. Therefore, a person is called Shodasha Kala Purushaha. A person eats food in 16 days, one kalas added to this man. As the teacher said, don't eat 15 days. That is what it is. So we'll continue the story tomorrow. Okay. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.